Russia's top diplomat says the poisoning of an ex-spy in Britain could have been in the interests of the UK government.
Experts say the poisoning of Skripal may have been beneficial for the British Special Services, who are known for their ability to act with the permission for murder. This may also be beneficial for the British government, which obviously found itself in an uneasy situation when they did not fulfill their promises to their electorate regarding the conditions of Brexit.
Sergei Lavrov also said how far the row could escalate between the Kremlin and London over the incident does not depend on Moscow. The Russian foreign minister underlined that the United States and Britain are ignoring the rules of the Cold War era and are playing childish games. The West accuses Moscow of poisoning former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the English city of Salisbury on March 4th. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the incident. Russia has also expelled some 60 diplomats from nearly a dozen countries, including America and the United Kingdom, in retaliation for the expulsion of Russian diplomats over the poisoning incident. Journalist and political commentator Fred Weir has said the UK government could have been behind the poisoning of an ex-spy in Britain to distract public attention from its political problems.
It's about the question of motive. Who would have any reason to do this? And the British say, well, only Russia. They're now talking in terms of absolute certainty that Russia did it. And he was trying to respond to that by saying there could be others, including the British themselves, with a motive to do that as a distraction, to divert public interest, attention away from their own political woes. I mean, that is unfortunately the level to which the dialogue has sunk. The British kicked out 23 Russian diplomats, the Russians kicked out 23 Brits, the United States, for reasons that aren't clear, kicked out 60 Russian diplomats and said they were all spies. Now 60 Americans have been kicked out. Altogether, about 150 diplomats on each side have been expelled in the past 2 weeks.